Elementary New Testament Greek, Lesson 10, Demonstrative Pronouns, Vocabulary List. Hamartano, anoigo, gar, and this is a postpositive conjunction, so it never occurs first in its clause. Ha didaskalos, akainos, akaine, akaina. Epangalia, hey, or hey epangalia is probably the way you should learn it. Ta ergon, ha eremos, ta euangelion, ta himation, keruso, hasas, hase, hasan, hati, houtas, haute, tuta, tapaidion, pistuo, hatapas, kara. This lesson is on the demonstrative pronouns. First, what is a demonstrative pronoun? A demonstrative pronoun is a pronoun that points out something or someone. Like all pronouns, the demonstratives have masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. Also, like Greek personal pronouns, the demonstratives have four forms for the cases and two for the numbers, singular and plural, so that they can agree with the nouns to which they are pointing. As shown above, one translates the near demonstrative houtas, haute, tuta, this, in the singular, and these in the plural. If the demonstrative stands alone, that is the substantive use, it may be translated this man, this woman, or this thing. But the majority of the time, this is the best translation. Demonstrative pronouns are strange because they have both antecedents and head nouns. Sometimes head nouns are called postcedents. When they do have antecedents, which is normal, they function as pronouns, that's their pronominal function. When they stand directly before a noun in an attributive function, they function as adjectives rather than pronouns. Demonstratives usually refer backward to an antecedent and forward to a head noun. Here's some examples on the next page. The first one, houtas esten hahuias mu. This is from Matthew 3:17. This is my son. Houtas, this, esten is hahuias mu, my son, the son of me. Houtas, literally this man, this one, points back to its antecedent, ha Jesus, in verse 16, the previous verse. This is the substantive use of the demonstrative. It stands as the subject of the verb is. So it's substantive, but it's still a pronoun, and it's still demonstrative. Notice that the next one has a feminine demonstrative pronoun to begin it. Haute, ein, pleres, agathon, ergon. This woman was full of good works, Acts 9:36. The demonstrative pronoun haute points back to its antecedent tabetha or tabitha in the previous clause. This is also an example of the substantive use of the demonstrative. Next example, houtoi, hoi, anthropoi, ektarasusin, haemon, tain, pollen. These men agitate or trouble. You can translate trasusin, to cause trouble or agitate, our city, tain, pollen. That's from Acts 16:20. The plural pronoun houtoi, these, points forward to its head noun hoi anthropoi, men, as well as to its antecedent in verse 19, which I did not include here, paulon, kai, ton, silon, Paul and Cyrus. This is an example of the attributive use of the demonstrative, houtoi, hoi, anthropoi. Usually, a noun, in this case anthropoi, will have the article, hoi, if it's plural, or ha, ta, whatever. This is normal with demonstratives. they're untranslatable articles. The hutoi functions as the determinative pronoun in this case, or adjective pronoun, and the hoi is left untranslated. These men. We don't say these the men in English, so we don't translate these men, the men, even though that's the literal translation. So the attributive use is usually with a noun that has the article. Notice that the noun has the article hoi, usually, not always, usually nouns preceded by demonstratives have the article. Hutoi is an adjective and a pronoun in this case, sometimes called a pronominal adjective. It is both. In the attributive sense, it's an adjective in the sense that it has an antecedent. It's a pronoun. Next example. Kai tuta uk ex hemon theu ta doron. And this is not out of you. And then you have to repeat the this in your translation. This is the gift of God. This is from Ephesians 2:8. The demonstrative pronoun tuta both points back to tes pisteos, the faith, in the previous clause, and forward to ta doron in the following clause. Note that tuta is neuter because it is connected to the neuter ta doron with the understood intransitive copulative state of being verb is. The is verb, by the way, throughout this verb, a verse, this sentence, is understood. It's not actually written. You have to supply it. And if you'll notice when I read the translation, and this is not out of you, the is not in italics to indicate that it is inserted as a required verb. Next example, apolesentus phonais echinus. He destroyed those murderers. And this is from Matthew 22:7. The word phonais is murderers. Echinus is those. Tus phonais echinus. Notice that again, in this case, there is an article with echinus and phonais. Now, tus phonais, the phonais is in the accusative plural. You can't tell it from this because it's third declension noun and they have strange endings. But phonais is an accusative plural and tus governs phonais. So the demonstrative pronoun echinus is in the attributive function. It's translated those murderers and points forward, in quotes, to the noun. Although it's really, the noun follows it in the normal construction, in the translation. The noun follows it in the Greek, but precedes it The noun follows it in the translation, but precedes it in the Greek text. It's still attributive. This demonstrative is an attributive adjective with its antecedent back in verse 3, all the way back to verse 3 from this verse 7. Those who refuse to come to the wedding feast is who it's referring back to in the parable. The forms of the near demonstrative hutas, haute, tuta. The endings for the demonstrative pronouns follow those of the nouns already learned. So you've already learned the endings. Os, u, o, on, oi, on, ois, us for the masculine. A, ace, a, I, on, ice, os for the feminine. And a, u, o, a on, ois, a for the neuter. So, one thing, though, it is true about the near demonstrative hutas haute tuta is the demonstrative itself is spelled three different ways. And it's very strange that's in the nominative case, the form one. So if you look at the chart, hutas, tutu, I'm going to go down the column of the masculine. Hutas, tutu, tuto, tuton, then the plural, hutoi, tutone, tutois, tutus. So notice that only in the nominative do we have the raw form of it. After that, the letter tau is placed in form of, in front of it. Form one, both masculine and masculine and a singular and plural are without the tau. Same thing with the feminine. Haute, tautes, taute, tautane, hautai, tutone, tautice, tautos. So the endings are the same as the regular feminine, any other endings, and so on. Neuter, tuta, this one actually has a tau in the neuter nominative, the first form. Tuta, tutu, tuto, tuta. Tauta, tutone, tutois, tauta. Notice the strange change in spelling in the nominative and accusative in the form one and four, form four for this word. Memorize this. It's a very important chart, and it's very, very necessary. This near demonstrative is used a lot in the New Testament. You're going to be running across it quite a bit. A paragraph 10.4, or section 10.4, the forms of the far demonstrative, akainos, akaine, akainon. Now, the far demonstrative is regular, more regular than the near demonstrative. The stem always stays the same, and the regular noun endings are added to it. The neuter singular nominative and accusative end with ah rather than on. So that's one change here. So it's the same as the neuter singular in the other forms as well. So let's read the masculine column. Akainos, akainu, akaino, akainon, akainoi, akainon, akainois, akainus. Very regular. Feminine, akaine, akaines, akaine, akainane, akainai, akainon, akainois, akainos. And then the neuter, akaina, akainu, akaino, akaina, akaina, akainon, akainois, akaina. So the translations are in the right-hand column. They're always translated that. In English, we do not have plural forms for the demonstratives. We have this. We do not have the inflected forms. We have this and those. This and these for the near demonstrative, and that and those for the far demonstrative, and that's about as far as we go in English. Well, that's how we have to translate it. And so in the right-hand column, those are the general translations. There are times, they're rather rare, but there are times in which the demonstrative stands alone and you have to search around for its antecedents or for its postcedents. But that's not going to be a major problem, I don't think, for you in the New Testament. Diagramming the demonstrative pronoun. Now, I call them demonstrative pronouns. Other people call them demonstrative adjectives. They are both. They're both pronouns and adjectives at the same time. The demonstrative pronoun is diagrammed as either an adjective or a pronoun, because it's both, depending on its use. Remember that adjectives can stand for nouns, as in the following example. The example is haute, ein, play race, agathon, ergon. This woman, that's haute, was, ein, play race, full, agathon, of good, ergon, works. This is taken from Acts 9:36. The word this stands for the subject. So in the diagram, you diagram it as the subject. It is a demonstrative, substantival demonstrative pronoun or adjective. It's, again, the terminology is difficult. And you'll notice how we have diagrammed that, the state of being verb and the slanted line backwards for play race. Play race is, of course, an adjective, referring back to haute, this woman. The second example, hutoi, hoi anthropoi, ektarosusen, hemon, contain pollen. These men agitate or trouble our city, the city of us. Notice the diagram. Anthropoi is diagrammed as the subject, and hutoi, both hoi and hutoi, are diagrammed as adjectives. The article is an adjective, and the demonstrative is an adjective. So that's the normal way of diagramming the demonstrative as a substantive, as an adjective to a substantive in the attributive sense. Now we have something very peculiar here. The strange case of the neuter plural subject. This has caused students no end of problems, but it's true and it's almost universal in the New Testament. A subject that is neuter plural regularly has its verb in the third person singular, not the plural. But it must be translated as a plural. That is, the verb must be translated as a plural. Now you might ask why. Well, there are different opinions as to why this, how this grew up. Usually you would have a subject that's neuter plural, or a subject that's plural, you would expect the verb to be plural, the they form, rather than the he, she, or it singular form. But in this case, that's not true. Blass and De Bruyner say that this is because neuter plurals were originally, they say, in part feminine singular collectives. Well, okay. Collectives, that I can buy. Feminine singular collectives, maybe. But they don't give a lot of examples of it. Dana and Manti have a different approach. They say this is doubtless because a neuter plural usually refers to inanimate objects, which are viewed en masse rather than as distinct individuals. Now, that's a little bit better, in my opinion, reason for it than what Blass and De Bruyner do, is they go back into the history of the language and try to say this is a holdover from a previous historical function, whereas the Dana and Manti really, I think, are probably more accurate in this case. But there is a difference of opinion. Notice the example, phanerothe ta erga tu theo theu in auto. The works of God may be manifested in him. Phanerothe ta erga. Phanerothe is the verb. It's an aorist transitive passive subjunctive verb. It may be it's singular, third person singular, it may be, but the subject, ta erga, is plural. The works of God may be plural. Manifested is the correct translation, or made to appear in him. Manifested means made visible or able to be seen. And so you'll look at the diagram, and ta erga tu theu, the plural, has a singular verb, but it is translated as though it were a plural verb. So that's the demonstrative pronoun, and the peculiarity, very strange situation with a neuter plural subject taking singular verbs. The translation and diagram follows. Enjoy.